Welcome to Hope is Here. Are you discouraged and need prayer today, but not sure where you can go for prayer? On today's program, you're going to find out about a safe place for prayer here in Central Kentucky where you can be prayed for. I've gone there myself and have sent several friends over the years. Jeff Rogers, one of the founders and the director of the Wellspring Center, is our guest today. And Jeff, why did you all start the Wellspring Prayer Center?
Well, I and our dear friend Jimmy Fields, that's gone to be with the Lord now, we just wanted to provide a place, was called to provide a place where people could just come to and pray. Everybody thinks that prayer is a really great idea, but how often do we really stop and do that? And so I was invited to start something in Lexington, and we ended up naming it Wellspring Prayer Center. And we have teams of two and three that actually pray for whoever shows up. So it's not a prayer service. Prayer services are awesome, but it's not that. It's you would have a dedicated team of two or three people in the privacy of a room would be praying for you about whatever your needs are. And so we have a lot of people come for physical needs if they have healing that needs to take place in a joint or a problem with their body. We've seen a lot of just incredible, miraculous things. God does really amazing stuff. We get to be the conduit of his love and blessing and his healing touch. And so it's all about him, not us. And then also we pray for the majority of people we pray for probably are around more emotional needs, people that are struggling with thoughts of suicide or depression or a lot of sexual abuse, just the awful things that we do to each other. You know, Jesus not just died for our sins, but he died for the sins committed against us too. And there's still a lot of wounding that takes place in people's heart, and they just kind of shove it down or just suck it up and just say, just get over it, walk on through, walk on, you know, that type of thing. And we believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even though we're limited by time frame, I don't believe that he is, and that he really wants to heal those memories and heal those places in people's hearts. And so that's kind of what we're about. That's what we like to do.
Well, I love when you come in, it's always just, you know, you're greeted, you know, by somebody, and then you just have a basic information sheet you kind of fill out. Yeah. And then before you meet with somebody, some people look at what, you know, you're struggling with. And like you said, there's a wide gamut, physical, emotional, spiritual, sexual, I mean, you know, addiction. I mean, you name it, you've seen it all, I know. But before people are prayed for, that team actually will look over that and pray before the person even enters the room.
Yeah, and that team of two or three are the only ones that see your paperwork. And so what we do, we invite people, we want it to be a non-threatening environment, but yet we just have them fill out a one-page thing, you know, about just a form, you know, name, address, email, that kind of thing. Not that we ever really do anything with it. And then write down what's your prayer need today and what's your pain level as well. And so that team of two or three goes back and says, well, Lord, we've got Greg here today, and he's got this on the front of his sheet, but what else do you have for him? So would you just show us any words, pictures, or scriptures that would be a blessing to him this day? And so we'll honor the people's request, but we also pray as we feel Holy Spirit is leading us. Because a lot of times people will come in with one minor thing, and yet we look for roots, not fruit. And so if somebody's struggling with bitterness or unforgiveness, that's a sort of a topical thing. And the root is much deeper than that. And so we don't want to just pray and help them to get over whatever that problem is there. We'd rather go directly to the source of maybe the first time they felt that or when they really were wounded. Because a lot of the things that people struggle with are things that happened to us in grade school and even younger, unfortunately. And so anyway, a typical session, these are designed around 20 to 30 minutes. And not that we kick anybody out at 31 minutes, but it depends on our crowd. A lot of times we have a lot of people waiting, and then other times it's not as busy. So it's no appointment, just show up, no fee. We're doing it just there to bless people. And so that's kind of how that works and what happens. So.
When do you guys do this?
We do it on Monday and Thursday nights from 6:30 until about 8:30. And we have just moved into a new place, and we had been at the prayer room on Broadway for the last few years, which is a wonderful place, great people there. But we had an opportunity to move into another spot that would be our own, and we're sharing it with another ministry called Lane of Roses. and they're an outreach to UK sorority girls, but their reach has gone much farther and much wider than that. Anyway, all that to say that we just moved in on down on Lansdowne Drive. It's 3493 Lansdowne Drive, Suite 2 and 3. And so we're there Monday and Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. Pray for whoever shows up.
And a lot of people say, okay, well, where is that? Well, a lot of people probably know the Dairy Queen or the Hacienda restaurant.
Yeah, that's a popular restaurant. So we're just across, just on the other side of Reynolds Road, not on the corner, but one building back, one building down the street on Lansdowne from there. So we're excited to have our own space and to be able to serve people there.
That's Monday nights, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and Thursday nights, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So,
One other thing I just wanted to mention, too, is this coming Friday night on August the 9th at 7 p.m., there will be it's called Lex Worship. That's all one word. I brought the card in for this. Is for another event. Lex Worship takes place, and I won't be able to be there, but a friend of ours, Nate Smith, will be speaking briefly, 5 to 10 minutes, about Wellspring and healing prayer and why we do what we do and sharing some stories. And then we hope to have a team there to pray for anybody that wants prayer as well. And so that's this Friday night. I believe it's the 9th. Yeah, that's this Friday night. And it'll be at 7 p.m. at the Prayer Room on Broadway, which is our old location at 1218 South Broadway.
Okay. Awesome. One of the encouraging things to me, Jeff, when I was looking at your website, which is wellspringprayercenter.org, wellspringprayercenter.org, is that there's over 3,000 healing room ministries throughout the U.S. and abroad. And the great part is there's actually 14 of them here in Kentucky.
Yeah, we're really growing and expanding a lot. We were sort of planted, if you will, from a team or a group from Madisonville. There's an incredible revival that's taken place in Hopkins County and in much of western Kentucky, as there's lots of pockets. There's lots of fires going on around here as well. So it's an exciting place to be at this particular time. And so so simply put, it's just a space. The healing rooms is just a space dedicated to praying for people, for God to heal people. And so it started with Cal Pierce, I believe about 20-something years ago, and John G. Lake had actually done this in Seattle, Washington, back in the early 1900s, and at the time it was declared the healthiest city in America. They'd built a brand-new hospital there, but so many people were getting healed at the healing room there, that's what they called it, the healing room, that they almost went out of business right off the bat, you know? And for whatever reason, that just sort of died away, and then they've kind of been brought back to life again. And so we are connected to them as far as the model goes in bringing people in and having teams to pray, individually pray for people. And so that's where that came from. And then a lot of them are called so-and-so healing rooms. So I didn't like the name of that. I didn't think that worked well around here. And so our initial team with Jimmy and Diana and a few other dear people, we just kind of discerned that the Lord just, one person got well, somebody else got water. As we're praying privately, just felt like the Lord was dropping these little nuggets into our lap. And so we ended up coming with Wellspring Prayer Center. And so that's how we got our name. But there is, if someone's living, because you're go across the world, you can look under healing rooms or so International Association of Healing Rooms. And there's a place on the website called Find a Healing Room. And so I have people contact us a lot. Well, where is there one in San Francisco, or is there one here? There's one there. Right. When I was in Nepal, actually, a few months ago, I got to meet a fellow that started four of them in Nepal.
Wow.
And so these people come in not knowing Jesus, not believing in Jesus whatsoever, and he knocks their socks off and heals them right there on the spot, and then they accept Christ. They end up accepting Christ. So it's pretty cool how to this very day, it's an incredible tool of evangelism, you know?
Well, give us a couple of stories of how God has moved in some prayer time at the Wellspring Prayer Center here in Lexington.
Well, I should have come prepared with stories. This didn't actually happen in our building, and I love this even more because it doesn't happen to happen in our building.
Sure.
But one of the ladies that prays at our team and another guy, they are involved in a new church startup. And there was a fellow that had come forward and said that he was having some really some difficulty. He was going to have surgery on his back, and he's been in pain for years. He can't work. He'd be out of have to be out of work for a few months and all that. And so they prayed for him, not just Lord guide the surgeons, but I mean, Jesus, this man needs help. He's going to have money. And so please, we need you to act. And so this was at their church. And so and they had scans and all this stuff that showed whatever the problem was. And so supposedly, I don't know this individual, but the fella gets up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and he realized that his back is healed. That he doesn't have any pain associated with his back, and it's an unfamiliar feeling because he hasn't had this for years. I guess it's something he'd been struggling with for a long time. So he went back to the doctor either the day of or the day before surgery, and they did another scan or whatever, and they're like, we can't explain this, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with your back now. So I love those kinds of stories where you're able to get the scans before, you have prayer, and then you do the scans after. And it certainly is Jesus doing that, not the enemy.
Right, right.
So because he loves his kids, you know.
Well, and obviously, you know, the physical things are just incredible when you see that. But as you shared earlier, so many people are dealing with emotional wounds, and you've seen some healing come out of that too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, that's probably 3/4 of the people that we have. And, you know, it's different. If I was to walk in here wearing a cast or my arm in a sling, you'd say, man, Jeff is really hurting. But the wounds, the silent things that bother our hearts that we walk around, I just can't, I don't know, I'm really blessed. I walk like in almost perfect peace like all the time, and I'm just so thankful for that, and I just assume everybody does. But that's not really I've learned that's not really the case. And so the things that people, I just can't tell you how often people come in and say, I've never spoken about this out loud before, but this is what's happened to me, or this is going on. And just they're desperate and transparent enough to invite us, to invite Jesus into those hurts and into those places. Or it's just people's identity is just so screwed up, you know? I mean, for many years, my identity was, well, I'm Jeff Rogers. I'm a photographer. Well, now I realize I'm Jeff Rogers, but I'm a child of the living God.
Amen.
And I happen to take photography as a tent maker,
yes.
You know, tent living, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so just seeing people get set free from stuff, whether it's from addictions or whether it's from woundings that's taken place or from unforgiveness. And not that long ago, we had someone that's a professional counselor that came for prayer, and we've had a lot of them, fortunately, come for prayer. And I was in the room. I don't know what happened, but this person shouted out to me on Facebook later by Messenger and said, what's your address? I just need your team to know what happened during that time. And they just wanted to more or less share. I mean, I don't know. Somehow the Lord rocked their world.
Yeah.
And just said that this was actually 3 days. I said, it's taken me 2 or 3 days to process what the Lord did during that 30-minute prayer session. And now I've got enough together that I can actually put some things in writing to share. I just want to encourage the team. And so it's just, God's just so amazing. He can do so much more than we think he can.
Amen. All than we ever hope or imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've heard this, you're like, gosh, I want to go check this out. I need some encouragement. I need to be prayed for. This is the Wellspring Prayer Center. They have a new location. They're at 3493 Lansdowne Drive. That's in Lexington, not too far from Fayette Mall, Suites 2 and 3. We're going to have all this information on our podcast, so you'll be able to see all this. Or you can go to their website. Check it out, wellspringprayercenter.org. Any other closing thoughts, Jeff?
I just want to pray real quick.
Absolutely. Let's do it, brother. Let's do it.
So, Jesus, we thank you that you are the hero, and that you are the only one that can satisfy the deepest needs of our hearts. And so, Lord, I just pray for ones that may be ready to quit on a marriage, quit on life, that you would just flood their hearts with streams of living water, that you would give them hope, and that the enemy would not succeed one more person, one more time. And so I just bless everyone with the knowledge in their heart of knowing that God loves them, that he is for them, and that they are not alone. Thank you, Jesus, that you're a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We love you. Amen.
I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.